Thanks for being with us and for joining our special edition coverage of the coronavirus. Public health officials say statewide lockdowns implemented early and aggressively are necessary to curb the coronavirus pandemic. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis disagrees. Among the states in the U.S. with the most coronavirus cases, Florida alone has refrained from imposing a statewide stay-at-home order. An in-depth look at how it's working from Ariane Campo Flores, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. He's with us from South Florida. Ariane, explain what Mr. DeSantis has done.
He's taken a unique approach when you look at what other big states that have been hit with the most cases are taking. Florida's alone in not issuing a statewide stay-at-home order. And the rationale that the governor has given for that is that he thinks that, you know, Florida's a big state, it's diverse, it has different regions that have been hit differentially by this, and so that there are a number of counties, for instance, like in the Panhandle, that have either no cases or a very small amount, whereas the largest numbers of cases are concentrated, as you would expect, you know, in the large metro areas, mainly South Florida, but also in the Tampa Bay area and the Orlando area. And so what he thinks is a better course is for the individual cities and counties to decide whether or not to issue stay-at-home orders and sort of decentralize it in a way.
Yeah.
But he has taken a lot of grief for that because people, you know, public health experts, there's a pretty good consensus that what you need to be doing is early and aggressive, uniform, you know, widespread lockdown.
It's confusing, I guess, right? If things are all systems go in one county, but not in another, or in one city, but not another, or in a city, not a county.
Exactly. And that's something that has kind of confused a lot of residents in different parts of the state, because you have, for instance, in the Miami area, you had Miami Beach is one of the cities that was really, you know, out faster than others, in large part because of, you know, all the troubling images of spring breakers partying on the beaches.
Yeah.
And then, you know, another city would follow and another, and then the county would come in, and then the neighboring county would do something. And so it's this sort of patchwork effect that it can be confusing for residents and that, you know, some public health experts have questioned.
We're speaking with Ariane Campo Flores, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. His piece is called Florida, Unlike Other Hard-Hit States, Avoids Broad Coronavirus Lockdown. What was the point that the two guys were making who own that restaurant in Orlando? They were sort of saying they would prefer a statewide shutdown?
Yeah, so what their point was is that they were grappling with that uncertainty that we were just talking about. And so they were having a tough time figuring out, like, how to wind down their business. Like, how much longer would they be open? Should they start, you know, letting employees know? Should they start letting, you know, employees off? Should they start winding down their operations? And they felt that if they had gotten clarity, that would have helped them with that process. And also they felt that if it had been done early and aggressively, they could sort of bite the bullet, you know, close down for however long, weeks, you know, months, month and a half, what have you, but know that there was kind of a light at the end of the tunnel. And now they sort of feel like all this uncertainty is just going to extend the pain.
Mm. I thought the guy at the very tail end of your story, he owned a hair studio and blow-up bar, and he explained what he called this ethical and medical conundrum. He said, you know, how far do you go to protect the older people versus how much do you harm everybody by causing a global recession? That is the crux of everything here, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, it's the crux nationally. It's the crux in Florida. It's the crux of this issue. It's what President Trump has been, you know, talking about. It's what Governor DeSantis has been saying. I mean, it's a similar line that they have, and it's that, you know, you can't lock down forever. There has to be a plan in place to eventually start reopening things, because otherwise we're just going to absolutely kill the economy. That's the argument that, you know, DeSantis has been making and that President Trump has been making. But, you know, others, the counter argument to that would be you need to do whatever is necessary to get this under control. The faster you do it, the more effectively you're gonna curb it, and then you will slowly be able to start reopening as you're starting to see in some of the Asian countries.
Thanks, Ariane. Ariane Campo Flores, reporter at the Wall Street Journal.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.